Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Ninem Hang Sing with the evening bulletin. The headlines: Prime Minister Modi expresses concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Governor Ganesan felicitates Shalom Rehabilitation Center Chumukedima for its exemplary service to people of Nagaland and Northeast. Nagaland's former minister and 8-time MLA T.A. Nguli passes away in Dimapur. And Infantry Day observed across the country to acknowledge the contributions of the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister underlined that all investigative agencies are working together with the state governments to deal with such frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. He reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest under law.
Digital arrest jaisi koi vyavastha kanun mein nahi hai. ये सिर्फ फ्रॉड है, फरेब है, झूठ है, बदमाशों का गिरोह है और जो लोग ऐसा कर रहे हैं वो समाज के दुश्मन है। डिजिटल अरेस्ट के नाम पर जो फरेब चल रहा है उससे निपटने के लिए तमाम जांच एजेंसियां राज्य सरकारों के साथ मिलकर काम कर रही।
The Prime Minister played a conversation between a victim and a fraudster for listeners of Mann Ki Baat. Prime Minister said people from every class and age group have fallen victim to digital arrest, losing lakhs of rupees out of sheer fear. He urged people to not get scared when they receive such fraudulent calls. He sought to make people aware that investigative agencies never inquire through phone or video calls.
मैं आपको डिजिटल सुरक्षा के तीन चरण बताता हूँ। रुको, सोचो, एक्शन लो। कॉल आते ही संभव हो तो स्क्रीनशॉट लें और रिकॉर्डिंग जरूर करें। दूसरा चरण है सोचो। कोई भी सरकारी एजेंसी फोन पर ऐसे धमकी नहीं देती, न ही वीडियो कॉल पर पूछताछ करती है, न ही ऐसे पैसा की मांग करती है। और तीसरा चरण कहता हूँ एक्शन लो। राष्ट्रीय साइबर हेल्पलाइन 1930 डायल करें। परिवार और पुलिस को सूचित करें।
Prime Minister asks victims of such cyber frauds to raise awareness among people about it. They can use hashtag SaveDigitalIndia for awareness. He also urged schools and colleges to involve students in the campaign against cyber scams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while encouraging people to celebrate innovation, today urged the citizens to share examples of Atmanirbhar Bharat on the social media. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. Mr. Modi shared that this year, the birth anniversary of Sardar Patel is coinciding with Diwali on 31st October. Therefore, Run for Unity will be held on the 29th of October. Mr. Modi encouraged people to share their thoughts on Iron Man of India, Sardar Patel, with hashtag Sardar150 and their thoughts on Dharti Aba Birsa Munda with hashtag Birsa Munda150.
31 अक्टूबर से सरदार पटेल का 150वीं जन्म जयंती का वर्ष शुरू होगा। इसके बाद 15 नवंबर से भगवान बिरसा मुंडा का 150वां जन्म जयंती वर्ष शुरू होगा। इन दोनों महापुरुष ने अलग अलग चुनौतियां देखी, लेकिन दोनों का विजन एक था, देश की एकता।
The screening of Mann Ki Baat, the monthly radio program hosted by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, was held at Raj Bhavan, Kohima today. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan has initiated honoring individuals and organizations dedicated to serving the community during every Mann Ki Baat screening. During the program, Governor Ganesan felicitated the Shalom Rehabilitation Center Chumukedima for its exemplary service to the people of Nagaland and the Northeast. Shalom Rehabilitation Center, an initiative by the Diocese of Kohima Catholic Church, was established in 1993 in response to the challenges of substance abuse affecting individuals, families and society in Nagaland. Through a structured 4-month residential program combining pharmacological and non-pharmacological treatments, Shalom has successfully helped individuals recover and reintegrate into society. Led by Reverend Father Dr. Joe Mariadas, the center's dedicated team offers personalized care and guidance to every individual. At the screening event, Apungba Ozukum shared his personal experiences at the Shalom Rehab. Former minister and eight-time MLA of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA T.A. Nguli, passed away today in Dimapur. Except for the 6th House, late Nguli represented the 37th Tuyi Assembly constituency from the 1st to the 9th NLA. Nagaland Assembly Speaker Sharingan Longkuma, Chief Minister Nipi Rio, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, Advisor and BJP MLA Imkong L. Imchin, State Units of the Congress and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have expressed sadness and condoled his demise. Late Nguli served the state in different capacities, including Minister in Charge of Finance, Revenue and Electricity in 1982, Minister of Agriculture, Horticulture and Irrigation in 1989. He also served as the Deputy Speaker and Leader of Opposition, displaying unwavering dedication to the state's development. NLA Speaker Longkuma said that late Nguli's compassion for the welfare of the underprivileged and his lifelong contributions has left an indelible mark on the state of Nagaland. He said in his death, the state has lost a veteran leader and the void created will be difficult to fill. On behalf of the 14th NLA and on his own behalf, Mr. Longkuma conveyed deepest sympathy and heartfelt condolences while also praying that the departed soul rest in eternal peace. Chief Minister Rio said his contributions towards the growth of Nagaland and its people will always be remembered by everyone. He said, in the demise of late Nguli, the Lotha community in particular and the Nagas in general have lost a fatherly figure and a guardian. Mr. Rio said the emptiness created by his departure will be difficult to fill. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Infantry Day is being observed across the country today to acknowledge the contributions of infantry, the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. This day has a unique significance as on this day, in 1947, infantrymen from the Indian Army became the first troops to land at Srinagar Airport, forcing the invaders backed by Pakistan to withdraw. On this occasion, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi laid wreaths at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath today hailed the indomitable spirit and courage of all ranks and veterans of the Indian Army on the occasion of Infantry Day. In a social media post on X, the Prime Minister said that infantry personnel always stand resolute in the face of any adversity, ensuring the safety and security of the nation. Mr. Modi added that the infantry embodies the essence of strength, valour and duty, inspiring every Indian. Extending his wishes to the infantry personnel, the Defence Minister said that the infantry plays a pivotal role in protecting the country. He emphasized that their courage, valor, and sacrifice continue to inspire everyone. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated a newly constructed passenger terminal and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the Petropol land port on India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal. The crossing at Petropol, situated in North 24 Parganas district of the state, is the largest land port in South Asia. The passenger terminal will facilitate international trade and movement of 20,000 passengers per day. The Maitri Dwar cargo gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both countries. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said the Land Port Authority is playing a significant role in facilitating international trade and movement of people between India and its neighbouring countries. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi expresses concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Governor Ganesan felicitates Shalom Rehabilitation Center, Jumu Kedima, for its exemplary service to people of Nagaland and Northeast. Nagaland's former minister and eight-time MLA T.A. Nguli passes away in Dimapur. And Infantry Day observed across the country to acknowledge the contributions of the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.